So can you dive in from an iPhone? An Android, very hot question. See many people, even though there's 800 siddurim in the shul, they come in, stand right by this svarim shrunk, right by the siddurim, and they pull out their iPhone and they dive in from their iPhone. I guess people feel so comfortable holding their phone that they prefer to dive in from a phone than a siddur. So the question is very simple. Mutter or usser? Are you allowed to dive in from an iPhone, an Android, from a BlackBerry? Are you allowed to dive in Shmon Esrei? Yes or no? So the Gemara says in Brachos, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, well, Yochis Adam, person should not hold in his hand tefillin biyado, the Sefer Torah bizroo, the Yispala. You shouldn't hold in your hand tefillin when you're davening. You shouldn't hold a Sefer Torah when you're davening, Shmon Esrei at least, etc. Then Shmuel says, Sakin, Umaos, the Ka'ara, the Kikar, Hare Eul Kiyotze Ben. Not only a Sefer Torah, not only a tefillin, you can't hold a knife, you can't hold money, you can't hold a plate, you can't hold a loaf of bread when you are davening.
But obviously you can hold your sitter.
Obviously you can hold your sitter. I didn't see that in the Gemara. Did you see that? No. I didn't see that yet. To be fair, but it's not in the Gemara.
Well, but
you're a smart guy because you know the halacha, but it's not in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say you can hold your sitter. The Gemara gives a list. It says you can't hold, the Gemara only says the can'ts. You can't hold a Sefer Torah, you can't hold a tefillin, and also you can't hold a knife, money, ka'ara, a plate, and a kikar.
That's it. Do the baby?
Oh, you got to hold a baby. The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara lists these things.
Did a sinner exist?
Did a sinner exist? I don't, from the Gemara, you don't know.
No.
Gemara, you don't know. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, one second. Well, the only other Gemara we have that talks about this topic is a Gemara in what, Masechta? It's not a holiday which is coming up. It doesn't fit the time. Sukkos. In Sukkah. Sukkah and Memal from a base, Gemara says you're allowed to hold a luav while you're davening. Why? Because a luav is a tzarech mitzvah. Mitzvah is different. Fine. That's the only exception that I've seen. Doesn't say yet in the Gemara. So far, better sit. Says Rabbeinu Yonah.
If you're allowed to hold a
luav, maybe a sitter should be okay as well.
It's a mitzvah.
Let's see if that's true. So first we have to deal with what is the isser limited to. It sounds like there's only us or these seven things, whatever, say for Torah, tefillin. What about are you allowed to hold a tissue when you daven? No, mutter usser. If tissue wasn't in there, you're not afraid a tissue is going to break if it drops on the floor. My ka'ara, my bowl, I'm afraid it's going to break. My knife, I'm afraid it's going to fall on my feet. You know, no one should walk around with knives anyway, you know, unless you, it's not a good idea in general. But let's say you have a knife in your hand, you're not going to daven with it because maybe it's going to fall. You're going to be so focused on the knife, you're not going to daven. But what about a tissue? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says two opinions. He brings down both opinions. He says, number one, Shita is that it's, this is on Yadavid Amad Beis and Brachos, Rabbeinu and the Daf Arif. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, he says, some opinions say that it's specifically limited to these five things you're not allowed to hold. You're not allowed to hold a kikar, you're not allowed to hold a sakin, you're not allowed to hold a tefillin. Why? Because these are things which are very expensive, or you're afraid they're going to break, and therefore you're going to be so focused on making sure that they don't fall, you're not going to be focused on davening. However, the very next line of Rabbeinu Yonah, he says, however, some say that there's no difference, that it's even shar dvarim. He says, my denoket sakin ukar of a kikar mos lav dafka. He says, it's lav dafka, even a tissue you would not be allowed to hold. El orcha demil senoket v'chua din she'en lo lito biado shum davar b'shas hatfiwa ela ulov bilvad. The only thing you're allowed to hold in the davening, not a tissue, not anything, according to that, his second opinion, is the only thing that he says is luav bilvad. How do we pask in that shaila first? Are you allowed to hold a tissue when you're davening or not? So Shulchan Aruch is a little bit cryptic. He doesn't really tell you. Shulchan Aruch Tzadi Vav Aleph says when you're davening, don't hold in your hand tefillin, and he lists the whole list of our Gemara, Kikar, Sakin, Amos, etc. Then later on, that's it. That's all he says for that. On that, the Mishnah Berurah says, two opinions. For dafka hani, dafka these specific ones, because you're afraid if they fall, they're going to break, or they're going to hurt you. But then he says, yei shomrim hani lav dafka, el orcha demil senakat. He says, v'hu adin she'en litol shom dover b'shas tefila v'chein hiskim ataz. So it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah comes out, you're not allowed to hold anything in your hand when you daven. It's not specific to these five things. You're not allowed to even hold a tissue when you're daven. So Rabbi Feldstein's about to jump on me. He's looking at me scarily over there. What about a sitter? You know, what about a sitter? So fair.
I gotta hold your hands in your hand like this.
Right, you gotta hold your hands. And you're saying, of course, you want to hold the sitter, but you don't see that in the Gemara. You don't see that in Rabbeinu Yonah yet.
You're holding the tissue for a reason.
Yeah, you're holding the tissue for a reason, for sure. You're not
so
holding
I need
it for
the tissue.
Agreed, but it's distracting.
Face.
But you're going to be so focused on the tissue, or you're going to be, it's distracting.
I'll be more distracted. For example, if a sitter is on the floor, it says I can stop my short ass.
Correct. Okay, so you're ahead of the game. You're ahead of the game. That's a little bit outside the scope, but it is the very next halacha. The very next halacha is your first point. What Shulchan Aruch brings from the Truma Sedeshen, a special heter. So the next, very next sif in Shulchan Aruch, Tzadi Vav Beis says, quoting the Truma Sedeshen, it's also the end of Rabbeinu Yonah later on, it says, Mutter Lechos Machzer Tviwa Biyado Bishas Sheyispal. You are allowed to hold a sitter. Why? Hovel v'tofes v'tzoruch tefila atzma lo tarit. These are the key words. Since it's for tefila, you need it. You're not going to be worried about it. It's not. You're not going to care that it falls. Dum yedi luav, just like luav, which we said it was a tzoruch mitzvah, it's mutter to carry. So all of a sudden, the game is wide open now. Now all of a sudden, first we thought everything was usser. Now all of a sudden, anything which is tzoruch tefila, at least a sitter, should be permitted. That is what Shulchan Aruch says. So now I come to the million-dollar question, right? Now we have 5 minutes to tackle our problem. So what about an iPhone? No, any thoughts?
Yeah,
iPhone should be mutter or asr? Why?
Because if you're using it as a sitter, so it's a sitter, it's not an iPhone.
It's simply an extension of the Mishnah Berurah, it's simply an extension of Beis that we just read, that just like you're allowed to hold a sitter with Tzoruch Tefillah, what does it make a difference if it says Art Scroll, or if it says Art Scroll, you know, where the Art Scroll's website? Who cares? If it's a sitter, it's got a binding, a brown binding on it, or if it's got a computer rim around it. Who cares? If it's Art Scroll, it's Art Scroll, it's Art Scroll. It should be permitted.
If it falls,
yeah?
You'll be very upset.
Right.
What?
If it falls, you'll be very upset.
Excellent, but I'm not up to it. Nuchum didn't say that. Nuchum first said it should be the same as a
sitter.
Once, oh, we're going to get
someone holding an antique sitter.
Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Who,
you guys are on the right
uses,
path. You're right with that.
Does
the fact...
So the same thing could happen with an
no, he won't use an antique sitter.
Oh, to sum up what everyone's saying... No, you're on the right path. You're on the right path. To sum up everyone's fight right now, it boils down to a very simple question, which I'm going to tackle in 4 minutes now. Yeah? That question. The fact that you are afraid the iPhone is going to drop, does that change the halacha and make it different than your classical Art Scroll brown sitter or not? In other words, the fear that I'm going to drop the iPhone, does that make it different than a sitter or not? So the Yalka Yosef on page Shin Nun Hei of his, you know, this book, it's Sadi Vav, it's Os Hei, he says, Mashem Tziu Achrona, what we have nowadays, Sheish Es Kol Nusach HaTfila B'soch Machshev Kis Katan. That's, I guess, his way of saying an iPhone. Small pocket computer. Yeah? Me'ikar adin mutter l'spalel tefila shmon esri mitoch machshev zeh. Ve'in choshishin shelo yuchal chavin beglal shechoshish al machshev shipo miyadov. We don't care the fact that you're afraid it's going to fall. Why? Should we only care that it's going to fall if it's not a sitter? Sh'ad kan lo asru l'spalel k'sheish chepetz yakar biyadov. The only time we care that it's going to fall is if it's something which has nothing to do with tefila. But avlim mispalo mitoch oso chayfetz. If you're diving from the iPhone, avshu yakar, even though it's expensive, v'choshesh pen yipo miyado, you're afraid it's gonna fall. Mikol makom ein zeshone me mispalo mitoch sitter or yakar erich. You ever have your bubby sitter? Anyone diving with their bubby's old sitter, which is sentimental for you? You don't want bubby's sitter to fall on the floor when you're diving. You're using bubby's sitter. Are you afraid that Bubby's sitter is going to fall? No, you're allowed to hold Bubby's leather-bound that survived the Holocaust. You're allowed to use that sitter when you're diving. Ah, you're afraid it's going to fall? No, it's Tzoruch Tefillah, he says. So for sure you should be allowed to use an iPhone. And it's just like Bubby's sitter. That's what he suggests. Rav Avadia would say to, through his son, would say that it is permitted. Next, we have the Asher Chanan, Rav Chanan Afalo, who's a contemporary posek in Eretz Yisrael. He writes, Araya, he says, what about a Sefer Torah? Are you allowed to hold a Sefer Torah during davening at parts where the Sefer Torah is relevant to that davening? For sure. Isn't the Sefer Torah worth more than your iPhone? Your iPhone's $200, $400, $500, $700. You're really fancy, $1,000. Sefer Torah is what, $50,000 nowadays? $50,000. So if you're allowed to hold a Sefer Torah at certain points of davening, when you know, because it's a tzorich that tefila, let's say Yakum Porkun or Benching Rosh Chodesh, whatever it is, brought down in Mishnah Berurah later on as well. So he says, for sure, if it should be no different, he says, definitely, he says, you're allowed, and he says, Mefurish, He says, don't tell me that it's so expensive, the phone, because he says it's no worse than a Sefer Torah. He says, the fact that it's expensive, non-expensive, doesn't make a difference. If it's a tzorach tefillah, it is permitted. So we have two strikes, two checks for the fact that it's mutter. So who did I find that it's usher? So I couldn't really find so many people say it's usher for this reason, this sugya. I found the Sefer Meir Oz, which is another contemporary to Yisrael Posig. You can find it on Hebrew books. In Simen Sadi Vav Siv Beis, page Resh Samach of the Sefer, he writes, Me'ikar Adin Nirash Shemutter Vespalo Misoch. But he says, you should be careful. Not too many people daven from it. So he says, everyone else in the shul is going to be staring at you davening. And they're going to want to see, are you playing blocks, blicks on the computer? Or are you davening Shmon Esrei? So everyone's going to start like distracting. They're going to lean over the shoulder. And he says, therefore, because of that fear, you shouldn't daven from it. He says, it's even worse than a safer. He says, because a safer, it's not such a big deal. Nebuchadnezzar falls. Okay. Pick it up. The binding is not $5 to fix. But he says, but maybe, he says, it's a computer so expensive, an iPhone is so expensive. He says you shouldn't daven from it, and that is his smart fun. If you look at it again, I tried to find some Achmir, and you gotta be a little knucky. So the only thing I could find is Rav Ron Abuchatzer. You could find the Sefer Meriach, I forgot what it's called exactly, online. I can't figure out which Abuchatzer this is. Sounds like it was written, this print Tavshin Ayin Hey. And I think he makes a mistake, it's just a little bit confusing. He only quotes Tzadi Vav Aleph. He doesn't quote Tzadi Vav Beis. He says, just like you're not able to hold a kiss, you're not able to hold a knife in your hand, so you shouldn't be allowed to hold an iPhone. But what about Beis, where it says that you're allowed to hold a sitter? That he doesn't address at all. So he says it should be usher to hold a phone. He says, unless you have a lot of insurance. If you have a lot of insurance, he says, then it would be okay to hold it. And just to end, halachically speaking, which is always an excellent, you know, if you've ever seen these pamphlets by Rabbi David Leibovitz from a Rav. So he writes, his stuff is excellent. So this is in the 11th volume. He writes, without any footnotes, and I mean, again, I'm not sure, but there's no footnotes on this point, so I don't know who he's quoting from. He says, if one will be using an app from his smartphone as a sitter, it is permitted to use it during Shmon Esrei, but it is not preferable to do so. I don't know what the footnote is. Like, why not? If it's why is it not preferable? So the Rav over here told me it's not preferable because you're gonna get in texts and like in the middle. Okay, but that. I was assuming. I thought that this whole chabura starts with the assumption that you're not getting texts and like your phone's off and like you blocked everything else, that you're not gonna look at text during davening and it's not gonna disturb anyone. That's what I thought the whole assumption was. But he still says it's preferable not to. I think the Velt is. The Velt does it, but I guess it's definitely, I guess it hasn't been accepted as much as maybe other stuff, and therefore, unless it's a place where everyone's using it in work or whatever, you know, work, everyone uses it. But again, in a shul, it's hard to understand the heter. But I understand that, but it's hard to understand the heter when there's 400 siddurim 2 feet away from you, and someone walks in on time, and he's got time to get a siddur. It's hard to understand the heter to use it, especially among these sons, and maybe there's a tzad lesser. I would suggest not to, but again, there are definitely posts like Rabbi Avadi and others who say it's perfectly permitted.